The reasonable term of preventive detention in the jurisprudence of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights and in the jurisprudence of Colombia, by Luisa Fernanda Martinez Espinoza, Christian Bernardo Morales Alvarez. Abstract. This article addresses the importance of the jurisprudence of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, its interpretative and binding nature within the internal normative systems of each country that have signed international treaties and agreements, as in the Colombian case. The development of the reasonable term criterion as a substantial and procedural guarantee is part of the protection of the human rights of persons deprived in a preventive way of liberty. This guarantee must be incorporated into internal legislation and applied in a mandatory manner by judicial bodies. It is concluded that the Colombian state, despite never having been convicted of any case in which the excessive duration of preventive detention as a precautionary measure is demonstrated, does exist legal antecedents where it is evidenced that its use in some cases has exceeded the reasonable period that limits the duration of the measure. Taking into account the judgments of the court against other countries regarding this motive as a cause of violation of human rights and on the periodic evaluations regarding the use of preventive detention in the Americas,